Module 6 introduces the Arabic personal pronouns with their meaning and pronunciation and how to use them in a sentence. Also, it will teach you how to use the Arabic relative pronouns. By Module 7, you will be already having some vocabularies, but they will be enriched with more of the commonly used Arabic nouns. You will also learn the three types of Arabic plurals and how to convert singular words into plural ones. Then, you will get acquainted with some of the common Arabic adjectives. Module 8 brings the different verb patterns, the past, present, and future, and how to form and conjugate each verb with different personal pronouns. In Module 9, you will learn about the negation in Arabic language and how to decline the requests in a polite way. Finally, Module 10 will assist you with some of the skills that you need to survive daily life in Arabic, like learning numbers, days of the week, months, seasons, colors, telling time, and asking about the weather. Module 1. Arabic Alphabet. Identifying Arabic Alphabet. Arabic alphabet includes 28 letters that are written from right to left. The letters do not have an upper and lower case forms. However, as the Arabic script is written in the cursive connected script, the letters have contextual forms based on their place in the word, whether it's in the start, middle, end, or isolated. All Arabic letters are consonants, but they use vowel diacritical marks to indicate short vowel sounds and some letters to lengthen the vowel sound, giving long vowels. Alphabet names and sounds. You will notice that some of the letters are very similar to English. However, there are many other letters that do not have an equivalent in the English alphabet or have a difference in pronunciation. Let's have a look at the table that contains the Arabic alphabet letters, their names, and each letter sound. Alif. باء ب تاء ت ثاء ث جيم ج حاء ح خاء خ دال د ذال ذ راء ر زاي ز سين س شين ش صاد ص ضاد ض طاء ط ظاء ظ عين ع غين غ فاء ف قاف ق كاف ك لام ل ميم م نون ن هاء ه واو و ياء ي. Note that, unlike in English language, all Arabic letters are pronounced in the same way in all words. There are no irregularities and they always keep and retain their sounds. You might note that there are some letters that have the same sound like ta and ta, or like the other letters ha and ha, or also like the letters dal and dad, or like zay and dha, or finally like seen and sad. And despite the fact that they do seem to be pronounced in the same way, the truth is that they are not. This is because they differ in the manner and place of articulation and vibration of vocal cords, and some letters are more emphatic. Arabic letters pronunciation. In order to learn the pronunciation of the Arabic letters, we will divide them into three groups. The first group will contain the letters that almost have the same pronunciation